If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him.
You
know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy!
I did something that I've done that I can count on one hand the amount of times I've done since we've known each other.
What's that, dude?
Read the rundown.
Oh, why?
Snakes.
Oh. So you went to the last thing on the rundown and just caught your eye?
I just don't know. I was just scrolling through it and I saw a snake. Well, part of the reason because Marcos claimed yesterday you Adele'd it.
I didn't adult. What I actually failed to do, because we've been, you know, I got a bleep ton of liners to do, and so GoLens been sending me all these liners. And so what I did is I actually forgot to send like the actual time rundown under that. I did the, you know, so and also I worked until I worked until 2 in the morning the night beforehand because I was at the Heat game. So kind of hell, Marcos. We want to talk about Adele.
Everybody can't just. Take a day off like he does.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I gotta get my mind right for trick or trivia tonight. Glad to have you, though, Vlad. And Vlad's obviously flying high today because his Yankees stayed alive last night.
I ain't flying high, nothing.
You I'm still nervous?
I ain't flying high.
Hey, so you realize, I think they said it last night, this is the first time since the 80s that somebody got it to game 4?
Yeah, that announcer, that play-by-play guy was saying that every 5 seconds to the point I wanted to wring his neck. I get it. It's been 40 years, 40-plus years since somebody brought it to a game 4. Relax. We got it. After the first 3 times, we understood.
I'm trying
to say it 75 other more times.
I'm still trying to figure out the Bobo from the Bronx there who's trying to snatch the glove off of Mookie Betts. I'm still trying to figure
out. Here's the problem. You bat the ball. You don't try to take the glove after.
I've never, like, he took the glove.
I would, you know what? He should be arrested and charged with assault.
He was trying
to assault Mookie Betts.
Dude, you could have really hurt his wrist off of that, yeah, off of that wall.
Or his shoulder. You know, there's a hand and an arm attached to that glove.
The quotes he had, too, afterwards are ridiculous.
He spoke?
Yeah. Because he thinks he's part of the team, so he had a press conference. The guy's name is, let me see. Here's the story from ESPN.
Bobby Donuts.
Austin Capobianco.
Oh.
A paisano.
Hey, it's Capobianco. Hey. Crazy. Mookie Betts leapt to the wall in foul territory and initially caught the Gleyber Torres pop-up in the first inning, but the fan in the first row, Austin Capobianco, grabbed Betts' glove with both hands and pulled the ball out. Capobianco's friend John Peter then grabbed Betts' non-glove hand. Betts reacted angrily, and Torres immediately was ruled out by right field umpire Mark Carlson for fan interference. Capobianco, a Yankee season ticket holder, said he knew that he would be in trouble, but chose to grab and open Betts' glove nonetheless, telling ESPN that he and Peter often have discussed this exact scenario. If a foul ball comes their way, they're going to do what they can to help their team. Quote, "We always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack, but if it's in our area, we're going to D up."
They need to be whacked.
Well, you know what? He probably needs the Yankees to D up because you can't D up a ball that's out of the ballpark. Jeez, Freeman, again.
No, it was. I mean, it wasn't foul territory. So, like, you know, he's preventing it out.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're not. They're in foul territory. They're not home run.
But still. But,
yeah. Like, come on. But, Vlad, what are your people doing?
I'm not claiming that. That's not me. That's not my people's. I'm not. Okay. You clearly and by not the my
way,
people.
By the way.
They're from a different part of the Mediterranean. Let me
just say this. On Monday, I refrained. I just want you to know.
I know. I heard you. You can't talk. Yeah. That's why you wore your Michigan outfit. That's the only thing. Or you could have wore Cleveland. You can't talk.
I didn't even wear Cleveland.
I saw you wear Michigan. But you should have. You should have. I'm telling you, Jameis is going to take him on a – well, we'll talk about that later.
Dude, 2 years in a row – you get the guy that nobody wanted, and he balls out for you? 2 years in a row.
Something about it.
But
like, here's the thing. They had quarterbacks who refused to throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field. And then you brought in two gunslingers.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He was going to throw it.
But like, the idea this guy has, like, the audacity to just be like, we're going to D up. This guy thinks he's going to get a World Series ring.
He's going to go around his neighborhood, probably Satrials, and say, hey, yeah, you saw what I did to that bat?
Capo, what you do out there, huh?
Yeah, you saw what I did to that Yankee?
Yeah.
Huh? I was better than Soto.
He made the wrong Mookie bets. He thought I wasn't going to do nothing. Yeah. Come on, bro.
Come on, dude. Listen, I can't co-sign that. That was a horrible display of fan. That's not even fanatics. That's just stupid.
It's dumb. I mean, I'm surprised Mookie Betts didn't punch him right in the snot box.
Well, if he could, he would have.
He start grabbing gloves, and he could really get banned.
I think he is getting banned
because that is – there's one thing to bat the ball out of the way. But to grab the glove, now you putting a player at risk.
For sure. It's such a ridiculous thing.
Hold on. Did you see Shohei running?
About what?
He separated his shoulder, yeah. So he was running with his arm like this.
Ugh.
Tell me, if he could, he have to hold his arm to run. How's he swing?
Because he's left-handed hitter, so you swing with the right side.
Shohei Ohtani, tough.
Yeah,
tough.
Any guy who could have his boy take the fall for gambling.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know he's tough.
I want to know what are those games. You know Shohei Ohtani's out here having some high-stakes poker games.
In New York City?
You know it, dude.
That's what he was planning to do after if they won it last night. He was going to go to those rounders tables.
Man, let's get to the rest of our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. But the Yankees did stave off elimination. They won 11-4. Over the Dodgers. We got game 5 tonight. That is the one cool thing about the World Series. Every day. One little travel day.
They go 2-3-2. So it goes 2 games, day off, or 2 days off, 3 games, then another 2 days off. So they don't take a break when you're in the other city. So all games played in that city are back to back. Yeah.
That's
I mean, you know what? I think the biggest insulting thing, the most insulting thing in baseball to me is when the coach says, we're going to go bullpen game.
Why is that insulting to you?
Why?
That's what they do now,
we
dude.
Ain't
That's
even
baseball.
Worthy of your starters?
That's the way baseball is now, dude.
They don't have any starters. Most of their starters are banged or out for the
season. They're torn up.
Kershaw's out.
And they still been pitching unbelievable.
Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the New York Knicks. Tip off from the Kaseya Center.
Look at it.
Tip off from the.
How you feeling, Vlad?
Not really caring about this game. More concerned about Game 5. So you know, it's like you know, you're happy, but yeah, come on, Leroy.
He just did the thing.
Yeah.
He's still excited.
He's excited. It's still Knicks Heat. I mean, you know, you're gonna have multiple TVs. You have multiple things to watch today.
You working the game tonight? No.
No, I have tickets for the game.
You're gonna go up there. I'm sure there's gonna be a ton of Knicks fans there tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be tons of Knicks fans there tonight.
Told me, are you going, right?
No, I'm not going tonight. I'm going to be.
Okay, but so like, I've been kind of watching the World Series in its periphery.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been front and center for those moments. You know what I mean? Like the home run.
The Freeman home run, Grand Slam, the walk off, yeah.
Right. Right. So I've been going back and forth watching my other stuff. And then when it gets down to like eighth or ninth inning, I'm like, okay, let me hone in.
7:30, your tip off tonight from the Kaseya Center. Of course, we have coverage for you here. 6:15, preheat. This will be a fun little matchup. Check where things are at. Knicks are 1-2 on the year. They have lost to Boston and Cleveland, and they have beaten Indiana so far this year. The Heat, they lost opening night. They've won the last two against the Hornets and the Pistons.
That team that played for opening night, I don't even know who the hell that was compared to the last two games.
No, I know that team. That team's the team that played Orlando.
Orlando's good, man.
They're out the gate playing Paolo
just
well.
Nearly had a 50-point triple-double.
Yeah. I mean, did you see what Joker did?
Last night? No, I did not.
29, 18, and 16.
Yeah, but they're struggling.
They were in a dogfight, though, with the Nets.
Yeah, they've won two games back-to-back in overtime.
Crazy.
But think about that. 29, 18, and 16.
He's very good.
Nobody else got the damn ball.
He almost took down Team USA alone. He's very good.
Yeah.
He's very good. He's a good player.
Don't move fast.
Nope. Does everything at his own pace.
He's Tobin's inspiration.
Why?
Because he does everything at his own pace.
He does everything at his own pace and doesn't move.
I am one of these where I thought this game should get a little national attention. I thought Heat Knicks would get it, but of course they got to put the Celtics on for the gazillionth time.
Yeah, I thought this was an ESPN game.
You know who else thought it was an ESPN game?
Who?
Jimmy Buckets.
Really?
Yeah, he was in his locker. He's like, "We on ESPN on Wednesday?" And I'm like, "I don't know." I looked. I said, "Celtics Pacers." He goes, "Sounds about right." It's like, it does sound about right.
What does that mean? If it was an ESPN game, Jimmy was going to go out even more, like, you know.
I think so. I think he's like,
it's one of those nights.
Dial it on up.
Yeah.
Dial it on up a little bit.
See.
Well, this is his
He's been playing great, though. I mean, I'm
no,
not.
No, no, no.
This is his first game against
go ahead
Knicks.
Say it. What did he get, Tobes? What did he get? LTL, baby.
He got tough love from you?
What did I say after the first game? Say they're paying you $40, $50 million a year. We ain't paying you to assist. We paying you to be the dude.
He has been
the dude.
He has been the dude.
Everybody else gets the scraps.
Well, we'll have to see tonight because
that's what all the number ones do. Am I wrong?
Here's been an interesting thing is that Karl Anthony Towns' team, since the Jimmy breakup, have had the number on him. But that was Wolves' power. I don't know if that transfers over to the Knicks. We'll have to see.
It might change.
We'll have to see.
They don't like each other, so this might just add another ingredient to this this
Towns
rivalry. Towns, yeah.
Well, first of all, if you don't want to deal with Towns, just go in the paint.
That's true. Heat don't have a national TV game until Tuesday, November 26th, TNT against the Bucks.
You know why, right?
You mean right before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because that's
Thanksgiving
a, that's
week.
A play-in game.
That's I an mean, in-season?
Not playing. In-season game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the in-season tournament?
They don't have an ESPN game until January 15th in Los Angeles. Late game against the Lakers.
Late game?
Yep.
Great.
I don't count NBA TV games.
No.
They got an NBA. That don't count.
Unless the actual NBA TV people are announcing. If it's one of the games where they're just taking it from the local team's feed just to play it, then I don't count it. But if it's an actual, like, Spiro Ditas and like I'll count it because they're actually it's actually a live broadcast. But if it's just
but people don't like. Come on, if it's not your team, when was the last time you watched an NBA TV game?
I do. You know why?
I watch
you
more.
You know why? Because they don't put the games that they think you would be watching on TNT and ESPN.
No, they got a good doubleheader this Thursday. They just NBA TV gets games.
They'll be on NBA TV on Saturday for their Mexico City game.
Ah,
but you know.
Hey, you lied to me.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
But you said the game started at 1 on Friday.
It does.
starts at 2.
The Panthers?
No, the Panthers start at 1.
No.
Dude.
I heard him yesterday say it started at 2.
I looked at the schedule yesterday. It's unless there's like a finish time.
A pregame.
Time issue. The score Friday, going to ESPN right now. It says 1 p.m. Who said 2 p.m.?
Yesterday, I think Hawk and those guys did.
Well, I saw on our schedule on the rundown, it does say that that the game. I was going to email our schedule person, but it, you know, he had already gotten one email that day, so I don't know. But it said, dude, I'm looking at ESPN right now. It says 1 o'clock.
It's 1 p.m. Friday and 11 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but no, I'm pretty sure we're off. I'm pretty sure we're off early on Friday.
You are off early on Friday.
Unless you want us doing play-by-play of Finnish hockey.
I don't think they want us doing play-by-play of Finnish hockey. Because
interesting.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to punch me in the face, and that's going to be the end of our broadcasting career.
Why?
Because he hates when I ask him hockey questions.
He has really specific hockey questions.
No. Just put him in the penalty box. Vlad. Three black dudes and a white dude sitting in a room and hockey's on TV.
It's not fair.
Oh, white dude, you're getting all the questions.
It's not fair, though. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Everybody knows this right here. Your mother, your father, Look your down. Sister, your brother.
Take it back,
wedding,
take it back,
wedding,
take it
everybody
back, take
along.
It back, take it back, take it
back,
take
it
back,
take
it back,
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here, 560 WQAM. Hey, we're giving you a chance to win a pair of three-day passes to go to Tortuga Music Festival April 4th, 5th, and 6th on Fort Lauderdale Beach. You guys can see Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, and a whole lot more. Just, if you guys want to enter the contest, text the word POM, P-A-L-M, POM. To 20357. Text PALM, P-A-L-M, to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. All right. So you got that. Check that on out, everybody. Luis wants to let you, wants to ask you, Vlad. He says, can Aaron Rodgers fire Ulbrich soon? Is he on watch? Is he on notice?
No. Is Mike McDaniel on notice? Because Stephen, you know, talking about Stephen
Ross. I mean, it's tough to know with Stephen Ross, you know. It's one of these things where, like, I don't think so, if I had to guess. Like, my best guess, Vlad, is if this season of disaster keeps going, Stephen Ross will do, like, the thing where he keeps Mike McDaniel, fires Chris Greer. You know, like, he's going to do something like that. Like,
but wouldn't the fan base like that?
Probably
accept that.
Probably.
Here's what's going to happen: the streets are going to need a body.
Of course,
the streets are going to need.
And I don't think the cap guy is going to be enough. You know,
no.
And you can't find you're not going to fire your. What are you going to fire another defensive coordinator? You just did that. So I don't know. Like, but if I had to guess, if they come down to it, the way Stephen Ross would really want to do it is he'll do something like. He'd fire Chris Greer and keep Mike McDaniel if the streets do need a body. That's what I would guess. But I don't know. It's tough to know with him. He's gone a lot of different ways over the past years. And in his firing squad type of ways.
The thing is, it'll be harder to fire a guy that's been in your ear navigating you through all of this. You see what I mean?
Garfinkel?
Garfinkel? No. You think Garfinkel is the guy?
No, Garfinkel's never getting fired. Garfinkel's made my...
No, but I'm saying Garfinkel isn't the guy in his ear. Garfinkel just runs the other stuff, right?
Yeah, the stuff that makes money.
Chris Greer has been the guy in his ear about the football team and the decisions or whatever. That guy's usually harder to fire.
Yeah, but... He's also been around
20
longer.
Years, though. It's not like other organizations.
I know.
It's been a long time. So
coinciding with no playoff wins in that 20 years, by the way.
Yeah. I get all that.
The mush.
I get.
He's the mush.
He might be the mush.
The mush
lines up.
You guys can compare mush notes.
I'm not the mush. Panthers won the Stanley Cup. You accuse me of mushness on Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah, Toby's mush days are over, man.
Yep.
You are exempt. Mush exempt.
Yep. I am.
You have been pardoned, my
Bob
son.
Got me a mush pardon, dude. A mush pardon.
A mush pardon.
I'm very confused on this Panthers game, by the way. Okay, I think we are now till 2, but I don't know. I'm telling you right now, ESPN says 1 o'clock. And
my
then
coverage. My schedule coverage. Says coverage.
Don't misconstrue hold on, game hold on. Hold on, with coverage.
Hold on.
No, I'm not talking coverage. I'm talking puck drop. ESPN says 1 o'clock.
But what do we say? 2.
It says 2 on the Panthers website, but it does Eastern Daylight Time. Isn't daylight this weekend?
Oh, we might be going back this week. No, but that's on Saturday.
It's on
Sunday.
Saturday night.
Right, but it says EDT on their website, which I'm like, I don't think daylight saving starts on Friday, which makes me wonder, is it 1 o'clock? Hard to say.
But that would make... No, that would make it 2 o'clock.
No. It would make it 1 o'clock if we fell back.
You fall back.
But we don't fall back technically until the next day. And then what time is it in Finland? I don't know.
Why?
What? Don't get mad at me.
Everything. No,
I went to the Panther schedule. I'm looking. I'm very confused. It says Global Series, 2 p.m. EDT. I'm like, okay.
Eastern
Daylight Time. But daylight time.
Who uses EDT? Nobody.
Doesn't like Pensacola?
No.
Are we always EST?
Yes.
We're Eastern Standard.
Well, it says, I'm telling you right now, it says, maybe Finland doesn't. Does Finland do daylight savings? Finland feels like they wouldn't do daylight savings time,
let me ask you a question. Why in the hell would you do daylight saving when you get 24 hours of daylight?
I don't know.
You sound ridiculous.
Leroy, I'm very confused.
All right. Confused.
Hey, I wait because I said 2 o'clock.
He's right.
Who's right?
Leroy.
Okay.
The Florida Panthers will be on Alexander Barkov's turf when they play the Dallas Stars in the 2024 NHL Global Series Finland, presented by Fastenal at Nokia Arena in the hometown of Tampere on Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Scripps. And Saturday, noon Eastern on Scripps. So there probably is going to be a one-hour pregame show. That's what it is. And also, you know, the fact that they're in a new network might have to let people know, hey, game's at 1, but it's really at 2, just so that people
can I'm very confused.
Wait, you've been watching sports long enough to know that little game they play.
But this is not a coverage thing. It's like, no, like, today at ESPN, like, they put the Heat game tonight. It says 7:30. I know the tip-off's not till 7:40, but it's a 7:30.
They do games like this, they put the coverage time so they can sell them commercials.
For NHL Network?
I'm telling you, we see it all the time in football.
It says it's an hour off on both games on ESPN.
Right.
But if the game's not on ESPN.
That's the weird thing. Maybe ESPN Plus maybe might be on.
Whatever. All right. I guess we have a full show on Friday.
We don't have a local pregame show?
No, I don't think the Panthers do a pregame.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
We do. Well, this is different.
It says on the schedule we're going till 2. I'm very confused.
Here's the weird part about this. Because during the week, they don't have a pregame show if the game starts at 7 p.m. But this is a different time. So they might have a pregame show.
Dade Sow says time zones and geography kick y'all's ass. I know, but...
Not y'all.
I'm not... No. Look.
Admit it.
Leroy, it's not my... Is ESPN not a...
It's not a fist fight in Dallas.
Is ESPN not a reputable scheduling source? I'm looking at it right now. It says 1 p.m., 11 a.m. Then I go to the Panthers website, and they're doing this cockamamie Eastern Daylight Time, which daylight savings is not until the games are after. And so I'm very confused. I'm sorry. Look, I'll work till 2 p.m. on
this. Look at this. I don't know what the hell Dave Side just said. I don't understand a damn word of it. But what does it mean?
Too many words. I'm not reading all that, dog. I'm not
too wordy.
You know
break
what? I'll be
down,
here.
You used to breaking everything else down. Now you're going to put all the verbiage down?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show up on Friday with the plan to do 4 hours.
I think you should do
that. And if somebody tells me, hey, leave at 1 o'clock, I'll gladly take it because there's a Panthers game at 1 o'clock.
Here's what I don't want to do. Okay? I don't want to get my hopes up. And that's what I did. I got all excited.
Right.
Thinking I could get on with my day.
Me too.
And you tricked me.
It's not my fault, though.
3 seconds after our show, Hawk said the game starts at 2.
Okay.
So I said, oh, maybe we'll get a half an hour.
Okay.
Because of the pregame.
Right.
And now you're telling me the Panthers don't even do a pregame?
I don't think the Panthers do a pregame.
Panthers do a pregame if the game's or a 7:30 p.m. start. If it's like a 7 p.m.
Okay,
start.
Okay, so top of the hour, they don't do a pregame.
Right, but since this is a special game, a special series, and the game starting at 2 Eastern, I don't know if they do a pregame.
Nah, our schedule, because I was confused by this yesterday, because we got a schedule from the from Antoine, who sends them all out, and I thought it was wrong.
Seven schedules. I don't never know which one's
right. But I picked the one, and it said 2 p.m. I thought he had a mistake because somebody else had said that there was a mistake on it. But I'm just telling you right now, I went to ESPN. That's typically where I go to read my schedules, crazy me. And it says right now, I'm looking at it, 1 p.m., 11 a.m. for the two games. But if you go to the Panthers website, it says 2 p.m., noon. But then it does.
I'm going to just throw this out there. I would think that the station that has the radio rights would have the accurate time over ESPN.
Okay, dude.
You're talking about the station.
Wait. We got to be on seven different stations. I'm not taking that as no offense to Antoine. You know I love you, Antoine. But there's like seven stations that we got to be on at once for games.
It's going to happen again this Saturday.
Right. So like I don't.
Yeah, because we got the early bird special and an early hockey game.
Can we get Paul Maurice?
Enter Miami.
Do you want to hear Paul Maurice on being in Finland?
I thought they played on Tuesdays and Fridays.
No, they play Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. This is the second leg, right?
Yeah, they got to win this game and they can bounce Atlanta, and then it goes to elimination. What?
I'm waiting for you to say Paul Maurice.
Oh, sorry. I thought I said something wrong about soccer. No. Dan Day was trying to explain this to me. I was like, I don't know how the MLS playoffs work.
So they don't do like best of three.
They do for the first round.
Everybody does a home and home.
No, you do a best three. You got to win best out of three in the first round.
Oh, really? They don't do the aggregate.
It's weird.
You have to win two. Whoever wins the most out of the three games.
Well, two out of three.
Well, I mean, you could.
So they play three no matter what?
Well, if you draw one. If you draw the first two
times.
Oh, it doesn't go in overtime?
No.
Soccer's so stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
Respectfully to my soccer fans.
So you got to just flat out win two. That's the one that goes into overtime.
You just got to win one.
Guys, can I say something in the trust tree?
Yeah.
How is this the most popular game in the world? It's so dumb.
Because anybody
can play. I just don't. Here's what I can't figure out.
Not anybody can play, but everybody can play.
I know that's going to upset the world.
Can I tell you what pisses me off about soccer? I see the 90 minutes expire, and then some guy with a lighted up Christmas tree adds 6 minutes to the game. I thought it was over. Why don't they just stop the clock when somebody gets hurt?
No, the clock just got to keep.
They
just keeps
do going.
Stop the clock.
We don't know when games start. We just go based on aggregates. Road goals are worth more than home goals.
I like that.
It's ridiculous.
No, because as the home team, you're the favorite, so you must protect your pitch.
What? There's barely goals as it is. Now one goal counts as two goals?
It just means more. It means more.
So they won 2-1 or 3-1?
I believe they won
2-1.
2-1?
2-1. Okay. So, this is nonsense.
what do you mean?
They played a home and a home.
They are playing a home and a home.
They do.
Playing in Atlanta.
You're right about that. But
if Atlanta wins, then they're going to have to come back and play the third game in Inter Miami at Chase Stadium. If Miami wins,
it's done.
It is done.
So some teams, a best of three series, make up your mind. Do you want to do the soccer rules that everybody in the world does, or do you want to do NBA?
That was it. MLS did something different, and I don't like it.
Anyway.
And I know not to ask my friend.
Who? Oh, what? Now you're going to ask me soccer rules, too?
You can't ask.
Well, no.
You can't ask.
There's nobody who talks about. There's no. Is there any person between the two of us that talks about hockey more than anybody? That's all he talks about. Hockey, 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 hockey. Bob, he goes and interviews everybody. He does all this. So I'm just assuming that if I got a question, I'm going to ask my boy who's there all the time.
That's ridiculously specific questions.
Then he goes, he looks at me and goes, why do you ask me these dumb questions?
No, I didn't say they're dumb questions. I said they're very detailed questions. What do I look like, Randy Moeller?
How am I going to learn about the sport?
No, but
if I don't ask questions about what's going on.
I'll give you David Dwork's number. He's a reporter. I just want to see him. I want to watch fun.
So what you're saying is that if he was asking you specific, like, UFC MMA questions, you'd be more than thrilled to answer it.
Of course.
But because he's asking you hockey questions.
But he only
asks. Vlad, it's not even that. You know what? We'll be sitting down watching a fight, and he'll be shouldering me like you do your girl and go, here's what's about to happen. Watch. Chucky's going to come out with a
big But you don't ask me fight rules. Fight rules, you'll be like, two throws. Boom, boom. This guy's done. He's a bum. He's got no shot. Like, you're determining the fight in 30 seconds. Yeah.
So, Vlad, I don't really ask him questions about it, but I do ask him about fighters. Because fighters that I don't know about. But I do ask him fight game questions. Like, because here's the thing. I'm hanging with my boy when we go to Vegas, right? We riding out. So we go to the fights together. I don't care if he had me there for the first 1 o'clock fight. I say, well, what time we going, right? Luckily, we spent some time in the pool, private area, you know, all that before we went.
Okay.
We get there. We go in there super early. And so I don't know some of these guys fighting.
So you want to be
informed. So I'm always asking him about, okay, who's favorite? What does this guy do? Who's the up and coming? And he'll break it down for me. So I'm just thinking, if the dude spends more time in the hockey den than any of us, right? Why can't I just throw a couple little hockey questions at?
They're not little questions.
Let me play.
They're not little questions. They're ridiculous questions.
Let me play Dr. Vlad here.
Okay.
It explains a lot about your relationship and friendship. Because
I don't like where this is going.
Oh, seriously, it does. I'm gonna tell you why. You're gonna have to look at your relationship with Tobin, Leroy. I'll tell you why. Here's Leroy, who's asking his boy. He spent all his time with his boy, asking his boy to inform him about a sport or a topic that he's not well informed in and wants to be. And you don't pay attention, and are you just annoyed and agitated?
He gets annoyed and agitated.
Hold on. Now, understand how Leroy feels when he's breaking down football to you. And you totally don't listen to him.
Right. Why would I listen to another sport that I don't have a hockey expert to lean on? That's my point.
But he's the football expert to lean on.
But so I'm when not he's a hockey expert. I didn't play hockey. I don't know anything about hockey other than like.
But you know more than him.
Do I?
I'm starting, Vlad, let me tell you something.
You understand what I said? You see where I'm going here, Leroy?
No, yeah. This guy want to be a professional, but all these interviews I'm starting to question.
What do you mean?
Because all these hockey interviews that you have done and we have done, you telling me a little bit of hockey hadn't just slipped?
Okay. This is how I know. Have you listened to any of my Bob interviews? The first one, I was like, this is me dressed as you in a toga. What you think?
I was like, hey, he does make a valid point that these guys sit down to talk serious hockey and then told me they haven't done nothing of it.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Check it out now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. We got a 4-pack of Heat tickets that you guys can win today. Keep on listening to our show for details. It's to Heat and Kings on November 4th. And if you guys want to win those tickets to next Monday night.
Day before voting.
Yep. Pre-election day.
I think somebody in here is going to be infiltrating and doing some shenanigans to try to get a certain someone, a certain animal.
Why would you say that? You don't know that, dude. I might just go about my business.
Well, first of all, I never said the person's name. So the fact that you already came out, you already outed
just
yourself.
Because what? Just because De'Aaron Fox, who happens to be, you know, best friend with Bam Adebayo and didn't sign his extension, is coming to town?
We're not. Hey, I'm just saying.
I got one worse for you. What's worse, that or when you have, you know, you have them friends or them people, they going on a trip, and then they walk by you talking, you know, like they on Rosetta Stone or something. For the last few days, old Fonz been talking Japanese in the house.
Oh, is he going to Japan?
Konnichiwa.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He said he going to have some real sushi and Kobe beef. He said where they staying is the town right next to Kobe.
Cool. Was he like shooting something over there? Just going on vacay.
No. Him and his boys. Cool. One of his boys getting engaged.
Oh man.
So
yeah, I mean, speaking of engaged.
They've been hanging out since we used to live across the street from him.
Hey, don't start anything.
Speaking of engaged,
don't
you know, Bam was a groomsman at De'Aaron Fox's wedding. One would have to wonder, should Bam get engaged?
Was he the best man?
To who?
Well, I don't, you know, his squeeze.
Was he the best man?
I don't know if he was best man. I'm not sure.
Being one of the boys and the boy.
I'm not sure.
It's two different things.
I'm not sure if he was best man.
Okay.
Maybe De'Aaron Fox has a brother. You know, sometimes the brother by default, even if you like your friend more than your brother.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's rules. So, but, you know, if there was a Wilson wedding eventually, one would have to wonder if De'Aaron Fox would be a groomsman at that wedding. And wouldn't it be more convenient if De'Aaron Fox was here for a wedding? Yeah, exactly, dude.
You got to admit, for a relationship, if it's a long-distance relationship, the two cities you would want your significant other to be is Vegas and Miami.
That doesn't seem very long-distance. It seems like she's here a lot, and it seems like he was in Vegas very much this summer.
Anybody that could win an award and then fly back to the city.
Y'all thinking about this all wrong. Think about it, you could go to sleep and get up and your girl here.
It happened that night when they honored him for the Olympics, right?
Well, the thing that's going to be funny is
she was just played like the night that she just played literally like 8 hours ago, finished her game, and then flew directly to Miami.
Dude, she was going that's on a road trip. She was at the Charlotte Hornets game wearing a Sting jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like, oh, and Asia Wilson's here.
Which thing?
I'm like, for the Hornets game?
You know what that was, though? That was
window dressing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, though. Once the Miami Soul come back, because they're doing an expansion, Asia Wilson, she's going to make a stink.
No, they ain't bringing back the Soul.
I think they're bringing back the Soul. I don't know if they're going to be called the Soul, but they're bringing back the WNBA down here.
Because the Soul became the Sun, didn't they? Like they became Connecticut.
The Connecticut Sun? Is that where we moved to?
I think so.
The Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
Shout out to Ron Rothstein. Of course, the OG Soul coach.
I covered the Soul.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
How about that?
He was the OG Heat coach.
And the OG Soul coach.
And the OG Soul coach.
Yes, he was.
Yep. Stop the tape. I love Ron, man. That dude is the best. You know what he uses? He uses wisdom. That's what he does. The best.
Well, most people try to use that, but to some, it doesn't penetrate very well.
You mean like when he was on our show?
I need my smartness to be dummy penetrating, you know.
You mean like when Ron was on our show and he told me to get off Twitter?
Yes.
I mean, he was smart. He just, you know.
Another man oozing wisdom.
You know what he do? Did he say the Twitter?
He might have.
That's old.
Yeah, I think he did say. I think he actually says. He says, hey, Tobin, take it easy on the Twitter, buddy. Yeah, fair point. you know who else oozes wisdom? Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice is in Finland.
Wait, He's got to be just laid back right now. He ain't really giving us no good stuff, right?
Well, he was asked about has he learned? He has four Finnish players, and so he was speaking to the media yesterday in Finland and was asked, has he picked any up over the years? Here was Paul Maurice.
Paul, like you said, this is your third time here. Have you picked up any Finnish?
No. I should. From probably Nico Mikkola. I'm pretty sure he's swearing at me when he comes to the bench. May not always be me. I'm pretty sure he's swearing. Nobody's really sure, but the other Finnish guys are laughing. So that's the only thing I know. That's as close as I can get to it.
Hey, that's the worst feeling in the world. You dapping a guy up, and him and his three buddies are laughing because he's cussing you out.
Man,
I know that feeling though. I mean, I got a story. So, me and Mel went to a party down. It was in by the Amateur Mall in Amateur. So we in the pool, me and her in the pool with all the kids and stuff like that playing in the pool. This Canadian couple group is next to us. And so they're speaking French. And they're talking about us. And so my wife is like translating and whispering in my ear. And then when they got done, she starts speaking to him in French. And I tell you, I wish I could bottle all those faces. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing like that. That happened to me at down here. What was there? It was like on Broward. It was like a water park. Atlantis?
Yes.
Atlantis.
Remember when Stephen Ross was going to build a water park?
I do remember that.
Never happened.
It looked like he built a $20 million building instead.
Well...
It's nothing more funny.
I would have liked water slides.
There's nothing funny when people think you can't speak the language that they're speaking. You understand completely. And then, like Leroy says, when you start talking to them, that face of shock.
Shock and shame.
And shame. Oh, they're quick to apologize for you. Oh, can I get you something? Nah.
Nope.
Nah.
You got everything. I got everything I need.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Nah, no sorries. Nasty work.
Crazy. Take a break. Out to her.